Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its Rain Rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Ever feel like you've been carrying something around, like just something really heavy for years, and you just can't seem to put it down?
Yeah, I think we all have those.
And then imagine that weight, that burden is a story. A truth you felt powerless to share for years. That's what makes Celia Graves' story so powerful, you know? She finally stepped forward after 20 years of silence, voice trembling, tears in her eyes. I mean, that image alone from the People magazine article, it stopped me in my tracks.
You can't read something like that and not be moved.
Yeah.
It's incredibly significant, wouldn't you say? I mean, this wave of allegations against Diddy, it's like a door suddenly swung open after being, you know, bolted shut for decades.
It does feel like something shifted, right?
Absolutely. And we have to ask ourselves, why now? What's changed?
Yeah. And that's what we're diving into today. All these accusations against Sean Diddy Combs, Thalia Graves, her name is now forever linked with his. So we're going to look at her recent lawsuit in detail, but we also have this other source that offers a much wider lens, you know, on Diddy's entire life, his career, and all of these accusations that have followed him, in a way, for years.
Because you can't just take a story like this at face value, right? It's crucial to examine the context, the power structures, the whole picture.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here to do. Get into the details. So let's start by unpacking Thalia Graves' lawsuit. She's alleging that Diddy and his bodyguard drugged and raped her back in 2001 at his studio, Daddy's House. And here's where it gets even more disturbing. She claims they filmed the assault.
And not just filmed it, but allegedly showed the footage to other people. Which is, I mean, that's a whole other level. That's a chilling detail.
It is. It really is. And the psychological toll this has taken on Graves. The lawsuit describes PTSD, depression, anxiety, this complete erosion of trust in everyone around her.
It really makes you think about the long-term consequences. You know, the trauma that can linger for years after an event like this.
This isn't just a legal case. It's about a life forever altered.
Precisely. And reading through her account, you really get a sense of the devastating human cost of these allegations. You know, the impact goes far beyond any legal proceedings.
It's easy to get caught up in the headlines, but at the end of the day, this is about real people, real lives forever changed.
Exactly. And we can't lose sight of that.
It makes you think about Diddy back in his prime, you know, the king of hip hop, the ultimate image of success, parties, champagne, you know the vibe. It's hard to square that image, that persona, with these accusations.
It really is, and it highlights the stark contrast often between public image and private actions. And, you know, this isn't just about Diddy. The music industry has a long and complicated history with these kinds of allegations.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to unpack today. So let's look at some of the other accusations being made against Diddy, because our source here goes way beyond Thalia Graves' case. It lays out this kind of disturbing timeline, you know?
It really makes you question what might have been going on behind the scenes for years, really.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Cassie Ventura and her lawsuit. It was settled pretty quickly, but it does feel like that case maybe cracked the door open a little bit, you know, for others to come forward.
It's possible. Sometimes all it takes is one voice, one story to break through that wall of silence.
And then we have Joy Dickerson Neal. And the details of her alleged assault are disturbingly similar to Graves's, even down to the claim that it was filmed.
And that filming aspect is really important here, wouldn't you say? It suggests a potential pattern of behavior, a disregard for consent. It's not just a single incident. And the fact that, according to some of these allegations, the footage was shared.
It just adds another layer to it. And this is where the accusations take an even darker turn, to be honest. Liza Gardner has accused Diddy of assaulting her when she was only 16.
That detail, for me, really brings the power dynamics into sharp focus. A 16-year-old girl, an aspiring artist, that's an incredibly vulnerable position to be in, especially in an industry where someone like Diddy holds so much power and influence.
It's heartbreaking, and it's a reminder that this can happen to anyone, anywhere.
Absolutely, no one is immune.
And it's important to remember that these are just allegations at this point, but the sheer number of them, the consistency of some of the details, it's a lot to process.
It really is, and it raises serious questions about the culture of silence that can surround these situations, you know, especially in industries like music or entertainment, where power and influence are so concentrated.
It's like everyone knows, but no one says anything.
Exactly. And that can be incredibly damaging both for the individuals involved and for the industry as a whole.
And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to shine a light on these issues, even when they're uncomfortable.
Because silence only protects the perpetrators. Not the victims.
That's exactly right. We have to be willing to have these difficult discussions if we want to see real change. So where does Diddy land on all of this, you know, with all these accusations flying around?
Well, to put it simply, he denies everything.
Of course, of course.
Calls him fabricated, says it's all about money, you know, the drill.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that before.
His legal team is pushing back hard.
Which I guess is their job, but it does make you wonder. When it really comes down to it, one person's word against another's, especially with this much fame and money involved, can we ever really know the truth?
It's the question, isn't it? It's so difficult to definitively prove or disprove these kinds of allegations. So we have to be careful, avoid rushing to judgment, you know, let the legal process play out.
Right, let the evidence speak for itself.
Exactly, try to consider all sides.
All sides, but I have to say, the sheer number of accusations and some of the details, the consistency across different accounts, and the fact that this spans decades, it's hard to just dismiss it all.
It is, and you can't ignore the FBI raids on Diddy's homes.
Right, those are serious.
Those were not just for show. You know, law enforcement must have seen something credible to justify those searches.
That's true. It'll be interesting to see how those investigations pan out. But let's zoom out for a second, look at the bigger picture here. What kind of impact do you think these lawsuits could have on the music industry as a whole?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Will this be a watershed moment, like the hashtag MeToo movement? Will it lead to real, lasting change? Or will it fade away like so many scandals before it?
I want to believe it'll be different this time.
I think we all do.
It feels different, doesn't it? Maybe, just maybe, the tide is turning. Like, powerful figures can't just hide behind their money and influence forever.
I hope so. And I do think these lawsuits have the potential to create a ripple effect. We're already seeing more scrutiny on other powerful people in the industry, more people willing to speak up. Maybe this will empower more survivors to come forward, knowing they might actually be heard this time.
It's a long road ahead, that's for sure. But it does feel like we could be at a turning point. So for everyone listening, as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about. Does Thalia Graves' story and this wave of accusations against Diddy, does this represent a true cultural shift, a reckoning for the music industry? Or will it be swept under the rug like so many scandals before it? The answer, as with so much in life, is probably far more complex than it seems. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time for another look behind the headlines.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed? for so long.
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.